Help me, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this time tonight with all my brothers and sisters. We thank you, Father, that it's going to be an awesome time because you're going to lead us and guide us this whole meeting. And we come against the enemy and our that tries to come against this meeting, and we lose confusion in their camp right now in Jesus' name, where there won't be any problem with our communications with each other. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord. It's going to be a good night tonight without any problems with our communications with Zoom and each other in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to guide us and lead us. We thank you, Father, that we do have an open heaven, and when we pray, we know our prayers are answered in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time that we're in, that the things that are happening behind the scenes is just amazing, and we praise you for it, Father, and we thank you, Lord, for the people that are doing your work, Lord, and that's everybody here. And we praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to tell us, you're going to lead us, and you're going to guide us to the places you want us to go and the things that you want us to say when we go. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the man, child, and the bride very soon. And we thank you for provisions to get this gospel out and the revival started, Lord. And we praise you for that in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to work in all of us tonight. In Jesus' name, bless my old brother Joe up there with the electricity to make it the whole night. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right, anybody else got a prayer request? I got a testimony. The testimony that I have is this, is that my second daughter, who I've been praying for years, is off of the pills. She's off of alcohol, and she is also has reunited with her son, and they are having an excellent time together, even with her husband, and they're all coming back together as a family. Just like I prayed. And Lord, I just thank you for that. And I thank you, Father, for continuing to work in this family and to bringing them closer to you, Father God. And I praise you and I thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for separating my youngest daughter from the garbage, the Democrat garbage that she's been into. And I thank you, Father, that she's going to, and her family is going to be separated from all of that liberal hogwash. And we praise you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that I'm going to see the results here in just a few days. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. She used to crawl up in my lap when she was in her 20s, just like she did when she was 2 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 8 and 13 and 15 years old. And she'll be doing it again very soon. Thank you, Father, because God is working in her. It ain't Michael working in her because I can't do nothing. I've tried. God can do it, and he's doing it. Praise God. And I'm just so excited about what God's doing in my family right now. Thank you, Lord. And he's doing it in y'all's family, too, if you keep on praying and believing. Amen. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Ben, go ahead, brother.
Well, I'll just do a general prayer for all our families. Lord, Father God, we thank you so much for the work that you do in all our families. We thank you for watching over them. We thank you for calling them, and we thank you for choosing them, Father. Father, you say numerous amounts of times in your word that our families are protected by you as well. And Father God, we just pray that you continue to work into them. No matter what plan you got for them, it looks bleak in some moments, but sometimes that flicker of light just outshines it all. Thank you, Father, for always doing this for us. I pray a mighty protection over all our families, and I rebuke any sort of witchcraft or faction or Jezebel spirit that's in our families. I cast it out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I send forth my angel to go to each and every single one of our family members and just touch their mind to give them peace and reconciliation with the Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Amen.
And those that are gathered against our families, we scatter them right now to the four winds of the earth in
Praise
Jesus'
God.
Name. Because there's no weapon formed against our families that is going to prosper in Jesus' name, because we are diligent in our praying for them and knowing that they're going to come in Jesus' name. The gates and plans of hell shall not prevail against our families in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Go ahead, Julie.
I'd like you all to agree with me. I talked to my sister briefly today, and her oldest son and his wife are separated right now. I just want to come against all spirits of rejection and divorce and Satan's plan to divide this family. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, Amen. I thank you, Lord, for my nephew Jacob and his wife Shauna. I thank you, Lord, for bringing them together, Lord, and I thank you that you gave us authority to destroy the works. You already destroyed the works of Satan and his kingdom, and we just come into agreement and find his activities against their marriage, and we command it null and void. We loose the angels to do their job, binding up all this rejection, self-righteousness, pride, ego, these lying devils that are trying to manipulate and control and blaming the other one or whatever. I don't know the details, Lord, but, you know, whatever is trying to divide them, Lord, we just bind all that up right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you will rekindle love within their hearts for one another, that they'll realize that they really do not want to make these decisions and quit blaming each other and whatever issues they're carrying along with them from their past, Lord, that they decide that they want to get to the root of it. Lord, that you'll show them that there's a problem. You can bring anybody into their lives, both of them, Lord, to speak truth to them, that they will listen and that they will turn to you, Lord, for help, that they will call on your name, Lord, to save their marriage. And I don't know how that looks to you and what you're going to do, but I forbid a divorce in this family in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for saving them. I thank you, Lord, for healing them and delivering them from their past, from the demonic bondages they're both in, from the things of their past. And I just thank you, Lord, for doing more than I can ask or think. I put it in your hand. I prayed with my sister for a little while about it, Lord. And I thank you that you will put it in her and her Harry and Phillips, in their minds, their hearts to do warfare for their, you know, for their son and to fight. And to do this spiritual battle and teach them how and show them how to pray and encourage them in these things, Father, and ignite this Holy Spirit in them. Pour out your spirit upon them and give them a fresh anointing and give them something to really fight for together as a family and just take authority over their these demons that have been destroying lives, Father, destroying marriages, and they can do it. Thank you for encouraging them too, Lord, in the faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for victory in that family in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. We overcome every strategy of hell against all our families in Jesus' name. You ain't got no right in here because we are on the job. And when we're on the job as a new sheriff in town, you got to go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Hey, Joe. How's it going? Hey, Pat. Barbara.
Hello.
What's up, girl?
Jesus.
Hey, you got it. That's right. We speak to the enemy. You can't have our family. They belong to the Lord, glory to God. Thank you, Judy. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Everything that the enemy's trying to come against us is exposed, laid on the table. Everybody knows it's the enemy. And we thank you, Lord, for coming. We all come against it in Jesus' mighty name. We bring it to light and put it out. In Jesus' name. You can't have our families. It ain't going to happen. No, sir. Ain't going to happen. All right, who's next? My great grandson started kindergarten today. Hayes, that boy, he's gonna be trying to teach that class. I know how he is. He's smart boy. He's a smart boy. He'll tell you he talks just like a grown up. No, we're not gonna do that today. Here's what we're gonna do. That kind of stuff. Yeah. My granddaughter lets him do that. I said, boy, yeah, probably does. Gets you from his papa. All right. Who's next? Who wants to hear a good song, good fellowship song? I'm talking about one that's going to make you tap your toe and your fingers, too. Get up and dance, probably. All right. We're going to listen to one here shortly. Let me get it on here.
Mother, love, bring me awake. Take me up to your resurrection place. My beloved, bring me awake. 'Cause I wanna feel your light on my face. There's a song coming up in my soul, Lord, in my soul. There's a song coming on in my soul, Lord, in my soul. My beloved, bring me away. Take me up to your resurrection place. My beloved, bring me away. 'Cause I wanna this song coming on in my soul.
to Jesus. Praise God. Woohoo! I could get off on that one. That was a good song. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, did you notice that stadium was so full? God,
yeah, it's got like three tiers on it there.
I know. Man, I don't know how much he gets for a thing, but it might be free. At $5, that'd be a lot of money. But I think he does a lot of them free. I like some of his stuff, a lot of it. Okay, anybody got anything they want to share? Yeah, Benjamin, right ahead, brother.
I'll get this started here.
All right.
So, the Lord put it on my mind to read Perfection Through Christ again. That first chapter, that's a great chapter. I know it's the whole book's great, but I was thinking in my head after I read it, and I was like, that basically explains the gospel pretty good, you know, pretty much all the way through. You know, we live through Christ and God gives us what we need to do it, and we're covered and we're cleansed and we walk in that cleansing. And I know it's a lot more complicated than that, but, you know, just simple. And then I thought to myself, I said, you know, if people are taught that at the beginning, people would be a lot more better off, because a lot of people miss that. They get the covering. They get that 100%. They get the forgiveness and they understand it. And then they get too comfortable in it. And sure, it's good to know that you're covered. But do they want to be cleansed? A lot of them don't want to be cleansed, but also a lot of them don't know that they could be cleansed. And that's sad. And there's a lot of people I used to go to church with that need that kind of message. And, you know, it's, and that's the other side of me where it's just like, I got to go back and tell them. But, you know, it's been about 2 years now, so... Anyways, it's just something that came to my mind, something that really needs to be known now more than ever. Cleansing is a walking thing. We walk in that cleansing and we walk perfected, and it's awesome. Anyways, I think that's just something God really showed me and something I needed. It's the first chapter, literally. And I started reading the second chapter too, which was good. But the first chapter just really hit it home for me, and I thank God for it. Covering and the cleansing.
Yeah, this would be interesting. We just started this in our Wednesday meeting. It's Perfection Through Christ, and we had chapter one just the other day, last Wednesday.
Oh, what a coincidence!
Yeah, God. We follow what God wants in it.
Yeah,
God,
I guess,
wants
so.
Us to understand it. We're going to have to give it out at some point in time.
Yeah. A lot of people that I thought about, and I was like, they could really use this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it. Yeah, we just started this last Wednesday. We hit where we left off. It's like we got two paragraphs into it the other day, but we had a lot of praying to do. We do that. We're not bored. We're not just bound to something, you know. We always want to be led by the Spirit. And sometimes we just sit there and talk about things that have something that may be helping somebody. And we could have talked the whole hour and a half just doing that. But... we also do the book study too. Some people get a little bit impatient, but it all works out to the good, because God is the one that's in charge. And just like we do here, you know, just like we do here. All right, anybody else got something they'd like to share? I got something I want to share. No? Okay. I think it'll help you. I had a good friend send me a book here a while back, and it's a very good book. Thank you, Julie. And it was called Progressive Intimacy. And it's about our intimacy with God. And it is so good. Listen to this. I've read some of it out of here to y'all before, but it says this. This was back in, I won't even say that. It says, this is Lord talking. My child, I love you with a love that is without an end. And I desire for you to know and to understand this great love that I have for you. And I desire for you to walk in this same love that I have for you, that you might love me as I love you, that you might love your brothers and sisters as I love them, that you might love the world, the lost, as I love them, that you might see me as I see you, and that you might see them as I see them. This is my desire for my children, that they might have my heart and my eyes for me, for one another, and for the world around them that needs to know and understand my great love for them as my children know it. So, desire to walk in the fullness of this love, my child, my true agape. Give ear to hear what I speak unto you, that you might give yourself fully in trust and obedience, that I might bring you into perfectness, into full maturity, walking in the level of my love that I desire for you to walk in. Selah. So know this, my child. Much is being perfected in you in this time of waiting upon me. Those that learn how to wait upon me will be established in my love, and they will be set upon a path that is truly narrow. It is a path of true humility and brokenness before me. They will choose to die to themselves now, and they will humble themselves under my mighty hand, that I might bring to them my exaltation in due season, an exaltation that will not bring glory or promotion to themselves, but will give all of the glory unto me as I set my hand upon them and use them to release my glory and my love unto the nations. This is the selfless gospel that I desire for my children to understand and to walk in. So choose the low road, my children. Choose the low seat and desire only to be quiet and humble before me, that I might speak unto you and give unto you the directions, plans, and agendas of my heart. Choose not to build your own kingdoms, but my kingdom alone, and I will surely give unto you the building materials that you need and set you upon a foundation that is sure and a path that is right, that you might accomplish all that I desire of you to accomplish. Seek and set your heart upon me and upon my perfect will for you alone. This is the path that you must choose, the path of total surrender unto me. You must choose to give yourself over to me fully, that I might complete and establish this work in you. So choose the path of resting in me. Choose the road of setting your heart and your love upon me, that I might lift you up into the place that I desire for you to walk in. Let your holy hunger for me increase. Let your love, your passion, your desire for me grow more and more each day as you spend time with me in worship, pressing into my presence, into my heart, and into my love for you. This you must surely do. For the enemy of your soul comes to distract you and pull you away from my presence into a place where he can take you apart piece by piece. Be not ignorant of his devices, but stand on the rock and foundation of Christ Jesus, and know that your standing and your victory is found in me and me alone. I am your rock, the fortress and tower of strength, and the foundation that you will need to overcome the gates of hell. And remember that your weapons are not carnal, but that they are mighty in me to the putting down of strongholds. So choose to cast down those systems and processes of thought and imagination, and set your mind upon me and upon my ways, that your spirit man might arise and take the position of authority over your soul as you find and live in the place of my rest. Be not discouraged, but be of peace and of good cheer and of comfort. For I have surely overcome the world, and you will surely overcome as I have overcome. Selah. Praise God forevermore. That was God speaking to us right now, in my opinion. Thank you, Lord, for putting a humble heart in all of us. And Lord, set a watch before I lift to speak only as an oracle of you, Lord. And I thank you for doing that for each and every one of us, Lord. And let us always pray for our brothers and sisters that are struggling, and to help them out, Lord, in a spiritual way. And we praise you and we thank you for that, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Amen. Anybody got any questions or any comments? Yeah, Missy.
Where did you say that came from?
Came from a book.
But the, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out the name of it. Listen,
Progressive
Intimacy. No, it's not a PDF. It's a Kindle.
Okay.
It says Progressive Intimacy, Prophetic Preparations for Perilous Times. You can probably find it in Kindle. Go ahead, Julie.
If you like, I can send you the link if anyone wants that book. It's an e-book on Amazon.
It's a good book. I really enjoy it because it hits you where it needs to hit you, doesn't it? And it doesn't hit you. It just keeps you on the same road. Why don't you put it on the chat, Judy, if you can. That'd be great. Thank you so much. All right, anybody else? Girl, you better get you a smile on your face. All right. All right, has anybody else got something they want to comment on? That was the Lord speaking to this guy. And that's what it is. It's all about the word that the Lord gave him. It's word after word after word after word. And it's really sets your mind, keeps your mind on the Lord when you read it. How many of you enjoyed that? In other words, not enjoyed it so much as let it feed you. To do want to, like Ben said, on that perfection, to get into that perfection, to stay into that perfection, and to do the things that God wants you to do. I know we stumble all the time. Some of us do, some of us don't. But we stumble, and when we stumble, we just repent and go right back, don't we? The Lord sanctifies us. You confess your sin, he sanctifies us right away. We don't have to worry about it. We go right back into walking that walk that he wants us to walk in. But he wants us to be a light, and the way to be the light is to be holy. How many of you know that you do glow like a light at times? Yeah, there you go. Everybody glows like a light. If they do. I've seen people walk around in light. They look like light. I've had people tell me that. I've seen.
That's what they tell me, Michael, sometimes.
What?
That's what they tell me sometimes. That's Kathleen talking.
They need some light down there, don't they, Kathleen?
They sure do.
Amen. Praise God. Lord, we thank you that she's not only going to be a light, she's going to be a not a spotlight. What's the other one? A big light.
Floodlight.
Yeah, thank you, Barbara. No, not spotlight. Floodlight. She's going to be a floodlight. Praise God. That's my cousin, Kathleen.
But you know what it is, Michael? It's just the love of God coming out through us. That's what it is. You know, and the people know, feel the difference.
Yeah. I was
going to say one other thing. That book reminds me of Jesus Calling, Sarah Young. It just really always speaks to me. It's just, you know, that is like a prophetic devotional that God just, it's incredible.
What's the name of it again?
It's Jesus Calling. It's a devotional by Sarah Young. Translated many languages already.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Young.
Mm-hmm. Sarah.
I know how to spell Sarah.
Look, please. This one has an H on it.
Okay. All right.
You better explain why we're cousins.
Well, what is?
You better explain why we're cousins.
Oh, well, we're cousins because her last name in Brazil means hair, means rabbit. Coelho. How do you pronounce it?
Quail, like Dan Quail, and Yo from Yo-Yo. Quail Yo.
That's what I said, wasn't it? Coelho.
No, it's not Coelho. Coelho, not Quail Yo.
I think that's what I said, Coelho. Quail, wait a minute, you got to make that L silent, don't you?
No, you don't. It's kind of silent. Quail Yo. Okay. It's a Y-O. Y-O.
I'll just call you Rabbit.
All right, that'll do it.
Yeah, that's what they used to call me in the Navy, Rabbit.
Rabbit, huh?
Yeah. Because I was real young back then. All right. We'll get off of me and my cousin. All right, anybody else got something they want to bring forth to all of us? I want y'all to meet Teresa from Kansas. She just joined us tonight, and she's looking for fellowship, and boy, she's going to get it here. I'll guarantee you. Hey, Josie. Monroe, good to see you, brother. Glory to God. Hey, Josie. You know, how many of you know we're in some very iffy times right now? She's on the phone. She can't see the chat, so she's listening. Everybody's saying hello to you, Teresa. Hi, Josie. Sup, girl? All right. Yeah, Pat, go ahead. You may begin.
I'm trying. Maybe my microphone. Is it working?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. So I, the Lord is teaching me, bringing me through a process, I guess, of learning to thank Him and praise Him, learning to walk out this faith that He's given us. And, so But I have to say that I had been and had been struggling over this for some reason. But I'm thanking the Lord that He has taken down the inner resistance, whether it be fear or fear of rejection or whatever it is. I don't know. It was deep. So I've been thanking Him for that victory, and that the victory in being able to just express Him, express faith, express my agreement in His word, thanking Him for healing of my body in the various areas, my eyes and my ears, my hearing, my teeth, go through the gamut, my feet. He is leading me to break ground, that for whatever reason in my life, in my past, I had avoided. I think partly out of ignorance, maybe partly out of fear, partly out of an uncomfortableness or whatever, or of going in that direction or whatever. But I've seen, the Lord has definitely has shown me that it is the way of salvation, the way of humbling, that allows His life to be expressed or manifested. I've also seen the battle with trying to do that. So, part of my even confession tonight is simply to let my brothers and sisters know that the Lord is breaking through in me in these areas, but also to ask for prayer of agreement to be able to humble myself before the Lord, to give Him thanks, to give Him praise, for all these things, whether I see them now or not, which is obviously irrelevant to the fact that God has already provided these things, this health, these healings, this life that we're to live in Him, this walking in faith and in truth. And so, that's, I guess, part of my prayer is just, for the strength and the grace to pursue, Jesus in this way, to release His life within me and within us, and to be the example or the vessel that He created me to be. I used to think that knowing certain things, knowing the scripture, knowing the gospel, knowing, having understanding of certain things in the Lord, and then being able to convey that to others was the the significant or the most important point or aspect of life that he's given me is to be able to present truth or whatever. But, you know, it dawned on me, it didn't dawn on me, I've kind of already knew it, but, you know, the scripture said that we're not saved by knowledge, primarily by knowledge, that we are saved by grace, through faith. And it's not the presentation so much of knowledge, but I believe the revelation or the revealing of, and becoming aware of God's existence, and whether that be, through answered prayer, through his works being ministered through us, that obviously are not are above and beyond man's power or my power or any kind of a man's power, but it's a demonstration of God's power. It seems like I remember that scripture, Paul talking to the Corinthians, that he wanted to bring forth he wanted their faith to rest in the demonstration of God's power, as opposed to specifically his words. I don't remember where that scripture is at now, but so I'm the Lord is bringing me through, dragging me through this process, I must say, but I'm excited for what the Lord is doing, and I'm asking him to just continue to give me grace, to humble myself, to give him the thanks, to give him the praise, even in the midst of, the apparent opposition, of it, or the apparent, the lack of appearances or whatever it would be. God is able to do that. And so, that's my prayer and my, you know, what the Lord is doing in me. And, I'm just asking him to complete the work. Give me grace to cooperate with him through the process. And Lord, I just thank you for it. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your wisdom, but I thank you for your grace and your faith that you bring into my life and into our lives, Lord. And just ask you to continue to lead us, show us the way through, and show us how to walk in the fullness of your life released within us, Lord. Show us how to rest in all of the gospel, all of the salvation that you've given us. And you've delivered us out of this kingdom of darkness, translated us into your kingdom, to walk in your life and in your love. And I thank you for it. And I praise you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're continuing to do and bring forth within us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your work in all of us, too. Thank you, Father. Sometimes it seems a little hard. Sometimes, Lord, sometimes it seems like we just glide right along. And Lord, we all are looking for that time when it's just going to be a great glide all the way through. Because we've got you with us. We don't worry about anything. No anxiety, no fear, no nothing but just Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Is that him? All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Vanita. What's going on, girl?
Hello there, everyone. Beloved family of mine.
Yeah.
I turn my camera on. Okay, here I am.
There you are.
Yeah. Well, we had quite the trial this weekend. It's always car related with me. You should don't know that by now. So we went up north to a little family reunion, and we took my daughter's 1991 GMC van, and we'd been working on it for 2 weeks up until we left. Until the minute we left, we were working on it. We got it going, got up there, had a great time driving home, and it started overheating. So we pulled over and we had to change the water pump in the parking lot, and Nick and I got to walk a couple miles to go pick up a part, and we're just praising the Lord the whole way. It's like, oh my gosh, not again. Okay, that's all right, Lord. Thank you very much. We just love this. We get to spend time together. We're on the side. We're in a good spot. We're safe and everything. So it was quite the trial, and I guess the bigger trial for me was as we're parked there in this parking lot of this gas station, just one truck after another pulls up next to us to go get McDonald's and Wendy's and, oh, brand spanking new GMC Yukons and Sierras. And I mean, everything was brand new. And I'm like, oh, look at that. Isn't that beautiful? So shiny. I was so tempted to, like, why can't I have that, Lord? Why can't I have that? You know, I don't want that though. And on top of all that, just it seems like lately, all my friends, everyone, all the women in my life, are working and they're bringing in money and they're able to, you know, meet the needs of their families on their own, you know, like through their self efforts. And, it's very, like almost like a temptation. Okay, Vanita, you should go to work. You should go to work. You need to get out there and go to work. Not that people shouldn't work, but for me in particular, it's not. Well, I've got my work here. I've got a lot of work here with Frank and Nick and Finnegan, and I love it. You know, I don't need all those things. I don't need those shiny cars. And I don't have anything. I don't need anything I don't have. And to just keep reminding myself that the Lord's my provider and he's going to give me everything I need. And I have everything I need. So, but it's just a struggle because I worked for so many years. And I was like, I can do that again. I can get out there and I can work and I can make lots of money and I can provide for, you know, we won't need any of these old cars and breaking down, like no, just like this battle. So I just want to praise the Lord for just this fellowship that I have with all of you and the truth that is shared here and what our real desires should be and what our real focus should be, that my single eye is on that only, and these temptations, they can come, but I can just kick them out. I got Christ in me. I don't need to worry about all those things. So praise the Lord for that. Amen. I'm an overcomer. Sing that song, Missy.
Amen. I'm an overcomer. I better hush. I'm destroying it. That's great, Vanita. It is. That's the way we all are. We're just doing what God wants us to do. Sometimes we have trials, and we live through and go on to the next one. And we get to that place where trials don't mean anything. Oh man, this is another time for God to show himself strong. Glory to God. Yeah, that's right. God in us with contentment is good. All right, who's next? Anybody got anything they'd like to share? How many of you read your Bible today? You know, something that fascinates me as I'm getting into that imagination study that I had is that the word meditate means imagine, or the words you're looking. What is it that 1 Corinthians 3:18 tells us to do? It's to imagine, right? It's to imagine who we are in Christ. We look like Jesus. We talk like Jesus. We act like Jesus. And if we can just imagine it in our minds, every day, say, boy, I'm going to go out here. I'm looking just like Jesus. Come on, Jesus, let's go with me. And he'll go with you. Excuse me. He goes with you everywhere you go. And you just start talking to him. How many of you just walk alone and talk to Jesus sometime? Just talk to him. Lord, remember that guy that the Lord asked to... Would you spend an hour with me every day? And he did. He didn't know how he was going to do it, so he got up at 12:45 at night and spent an hour with him. And the way he'd do it, and the way I started doing it after reading that, was just telling him what I've done the day before. Remember what Jesus would do. They say, I think I told you this last week, didn't I, about some of the old writings said that Jesus would go out and pray, and he would pray, and the way he'd pray is he'd tell the Lord God what he was doing, what he did that day, and then when he'd get through telling him that, he'd say, Lord, what is it you want me to do tomorrow? And the Lord would line him out. This is what they say. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But it makes sense to me. Why can't we do that? You know, just tell him, say, Lord, man, I had such a wonderful time out on my walk yesterday. Golly, I met this wonderful couple, and they don't know it until they got back to the car, but I put a Sovereign God book on there, on the top of their car, and they can't miss it. I didn't give it to them at the time because I didn't have it with me until I got back up to the truck. I gave it to them, Lord. I sure did. Would you anoint that so when they open that thing up, they'll just have a wonderful time reading about your sovereignty and what it means to them. You know, and things like that. That's God wants that intimate relationship with us. He really does. And I know that sometimes we get caught up in things and, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, and I got to do that. But we ought to at least spend an hour. And I'm talking to Michael, too. At least an hour a day, just talking to him and allowing him to talk back. And who knows, maybe someday you'll find yourself straddling an airplane trying to get somebody back home. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, it can happen. I know it's going to, listen, there's stuff going on now, I wish I could tell you, but I can't, that is just absolutely astounding what God's doing. Just astounding. Glory to God. Okay, Missy, go ahead. I'll get back to you, Julie. She's had her hand up there for quite a while.
Thanks for sharing that about, you know, telling the Lord what you did that day. Because, you know, to be honest with you, it never occurred to me to talk to the Lord like that. Because my thought is he already knows, so why should I tell him? You know what I mean? He knows everything. But that just opened, that just really, that's just like, wow. You know? I mean, that's very
personal.
Encouraging. Yeah, personal. It is, you know? And it's, yeah. And it's like, wow. That just really blessed me. That's so encouraging, you know?
I mean, the great part about it, Missy, is he'll talk back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you'll just shut up and listen to him, you know, like we like to talk a lot, you know. But if we're just asking, Lord, what would you have me to know today? What'd you do yesterday? Or something like that. And listen, he'll talk to you. Go ahead, Missy.
I do ask the Lord, you know, what he wants me to do for that day or, you know, like later in the day or as I'm going to bed or whatever, you know, ask the Lord what he wants me to do the next day or whatever. But it just never occurred to me. Oh Lord, this is what I did today. And I'm like thinking, when you were saying that, I'm like thinking, yeah, this is what I did today. And it's like, okay, this is what I did today, Lord. Does that have your approval? Was that you? You know, it's just kind of my thought, you know? Anyway,
he just likes the intimate contact with you.
The conversation.
Yeah. With the conversations. That's what he told that guy. I forget the guy's name, but he told him, he said, I can't find anybody that wants to spend a little time with me. Well, an hour. He said, would you spend an hour with me? And he did it for a year. And guess what happened? You remember what happened, don't you? Heard him coming up the front gate. Came through the front gate, walked up, came in the front door, came in there and told him. In the flesh. In the flesh, he told him, he says, because you've been faithful with me and been my friend for the last year, you're going to be able to see me everywhere you go. Boy, that's awesome. That is so awesome. Thank you, Missy. Go ahead, Julie.
Just something that came to my mind when you were saying about the guy that, you know, found himself, you know, he was available, right? And found himself on the nose of an airplane, giving directions to a lost pilot because whatever the circumstances were, I can't remember his, you know, all of his computer thing went out. He didn't have any, wasn't able to see radar, however, he wasn't able to read his instruments, but the Lord had him there. Well, what came to my mind was like how Jesus just manifestly showed up on the road to Emmaus, you know, and started talking to the two disciples there that, you know, about everything, you know, and told them everything. Then he opened up the scriptures to them. It's like, you know, and then he broke the bread and, you know, and then it was made real to him, to them, who he was, you know, he was there. So, because they didn't know who he was. They just thought he was some guy, right? So that's Christ and, you know, you and you. And so anyhow, it's just, we do want to be used to the Lord. And I do try to remember that Jesus is right here. I take him into the kitchen with me when I go in there. I'm like, Lord, help me make this. Lord, help me make this. And what do you think will sound good at this? What about, should I add this spice? What do you think? Is that too much? How much? You know, he knows everything. He knows how to bake better than I can or anybody else, you know. I was like, you know, science and bread and baking. And this was like, show me, you know, because this one, I've got different factors with the humidity and the heat and, you know, and just different things. So I always try to remind myself to ask him to help me with stuff because he's right here. And, you know, it's just about being humble with him and treating him as if he is right here. And it is like, as if, you know, I'm talking to my friend, you know, because he's my friend. And that's really what it is. It's about that fellowship, that one-on-one fellowship with the Lord. And because I've always wanted to, it's like, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know the Father. And it's like, well, Jesus told, you know, Philip, it's like, have I been with you so long and you still don't know the Father? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So it's just about getting to know them as they know me, you know. They know me intricately, very detailed, everything, every little thing about me. They know everything, how I think, reason, why I am the way I am, and they see the finished product. And so it's like, okay, well, Lord, get me there, you know. But yeah, it's about wanting that friendship, you know, that fellowship, and that's what he wants, desires with us. And Lord, bring us all there, that personal one-on-one.
Amen. Amen. Last night, I was coming home. I was thanking God for that wonderful banana bread that Debbie gave us last night. And I was trying to choke it all down before I got home, but I couldn't do it. It was so good, I'm telling you. It was so good. All right, Joe, go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. I'm a little bit off topic, you remember, you asked you last week to send out that book, or that video with the transcribe and that other book. Remember you send it out to people?
Somebody help me. Go ahead, Gina.
The book that I typed up for you last week, that little booklet.
What was the name of it?
I don't remember. I sent it to you in an email.
Sorry, what I want to say about it, you sent me that.
Did I send it out?
Oh, sorry. Yep. Yeah. Okay. That was what I was asking is I get the double copy. You sent me two of it, transcribes. And I was thinking about the other one. Maybe just want to send it out. All right.
Who did not get it? Let me hang on, Joe, just a second. Let me see who did not get it. Y'all didn't get it? How come Joe got it? Because I sent it out. Okay.
He didn't get it.
Oh, you did.
I only got a transcribe of a
flashcard
video. Transcribe. Transcribe?
He got the transcription of the video.
Yeah.
Correct?
I got that two times, yeah. And not the book itself, if you want to see.
Okay. All right. I'll get it out to you. When I send it out on my Proton Mail, sometimes it will not go into their own Proton Mail and send it to people that have Proton Mail. And I don't know why, but it's just kind of funny that way. So I'll get it to everybody with my UBM account. Remember the name of it? That's the one you sent, wasn't it, Judy? I'll find it. Okay, but what did you want to say about it, Joe?
I just want to say I was struggling with communicating and things. It seems like, I don't know, sometimes it just feels like if I'm getting in a position I don't want, I'm just getting worse and not just have patience and rest and listen. That's the main thing. I know that that's a gift from God. You have to listen, just not talking too much, what you said earlier, just listen, not talking too much. I just sometimes struggle with that. Just because I want to apologize. I want to be intimate with the Lord. I want to listen. I want to hear. I want to obey. I want to go. And then sometimes just feel like I'm not going forward. But I'm sure most of the time it's just the enemy tried to condemn me or not being in arrest.
Okay. Was there a question there? What was it? I'm sorry, Joe. I'm having trouble.
Yeah, Joe, can you repeat that? I didn't catch everything. It's like you said something about you're having trouble getting into the rest and staying in the rest.
Yeah, it sometimes feels to me I'm not getting it. See, I want to draw close to the Lord. I just want to listen. I want to listen more and speak less. I want to just speak less, but just not just apologize things. But I just want to rest, not just getting into words and it's just hear what the Lord says, not what I think I should do or I should think. And,
yeah. Amen. Well, I think I understood you. You're saying that you need to speak less and listen more. And yeah, me too, bud. Me too. A lot of times we like to hear us say it right, don't we? And we should listen to the Lord, listen for the Lord a lot more. And that's what I was saying a while ago about talking to the Lord, which you need to at some point in time be quiet and let him talk to you. And I always like to carry a pen and a little tablet with me when the Lord does say something, you know, and write it down. Because he wants that type of relationship with us. Okay. I'll probably find it. I'll find it and I'll send it to everybody again. And Teresa, is she here? She did. She must have left. Oh, okay. Good. That way I won't have to look back, will I? Praise the Lord. Don't shrink back from being used by God. How many of you shrink back by being used by God at times? Yeah. I try not to, but I do. You know, sometimes you might be in a hurry to get to do this and do something. You see somebody struggling over there and you ought to go over there and pray for them and stuff like that. Lord wants us to do it. Okay. Can you, let's see. Anybody want to, anybody got anything to say? The reason I'm stumbling around here, I'm trying to do two things at one time and it ain't working. I'm going to have to quit doing two things at one time. I know y'all don't have that problem. I know that. Go ahead, George. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, we sit under a ministry and a teaching ministry that fills us up, and we have been excited and filled and excited and filled. And I asked the Lord to give each and every one of us, you know, we're being mentored basically, and we need to mentor and disciple others. And I would ask God to give us more people, more fellowship, more new Christians or new or people come to us like a lot of us did, that we would be able to have excitement and joy to share, and somebody would actually receive, because you get out on your soapbox in the public square, and everybody you talk to, it don't matter if they're living in a cardboard box, they already know Jesus. There's nothing you can tell them. They already, they're just not people ready to receive. And I just feel like the body of Christ, that God wants to knit us together with more like-minded believers, where we can take that storehouse and share it and explain how important the storehouse of God's word is going to be for the future, and to see the man-child multiplied, the forerunner, John the Baptist ministries multiplied. Like, everything that's got to be put in place is going to be actual people. It's going to be believers and followers of Christ. And we do have something good. It's like the Bible said that John the Baptist, there was none greater than him, born of women. And it's because of the message that he had. And we also have a message, unleavened bread. There's something to that. But we can't be a dead sea. We can't just be collecting and not flowing out. So, Father, I ask you, in your mercy and your grace and your willingness to flow from Jesus through his people, to allow us to be conduits to your next generation of believers that are going to see you move in and through us. And Father, we ask you to make those connections, give us the persons of peace that we can share with, and not let us always be dusting off our sandals, Lord, but let us flow with people who will receive your good news, your real good news. And Father, just let us have revival, just when we first came to some of these revelations, Lord, and keep pouring out everything you want to pour out on us, Lord, and help us to stay excited and willing to share and not shrinking back, Father. But we need the rest of the body to come together, Lord. We need those who you would have us in fellowship with to go ahead and manifest, and let us recognize our brothers and sisters, and let us have boldness to encourage and come alongside and share and build up. And also, like Joe said, to not talk so much, but actually listen and let them tell their side of where they're coming from, so we can truly minister to one another's needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, yes, I agree. Thank you, Father, that you place that in us to do that, to give it out as much as we receive. Sowing and a reaping. Praise God. Thank you, George. That was needed. Thank you, Father. All right. Judy, you said that Teresa needs some prayer.
Yeah, I just copied and sent to you what she sent me. So Teresa is in our hotel room right now with her son. And she had us on speakers, but he was hearing everything. He was hearing everything. And the demons started manifesting that have been operating in Terry. He's got a drinking problem. And he's going into rehab, hopefully here shortly, like even tomorrow, she said. He had drinking so much that the alcohol was still in his system. And he got up to get off the bed to go use the bathroom, and he fell down. And so she had to get off the phone here with us and try to help him and subdue him. And then he went to go outside and get his cigarettes, and he couldn't stand up and walk. She asked that, he just said, he really needs urgent prayer right now. Could you all please pray? She says, I'm in God's anointing right now in agreement with all of the groups. So she's just agreeing how we're going to pray. And then she just texts that this is what we've been needing. Jesus coming down like rain upon the mown grass. And as the showers that water the earth in Psalm 60, 72. In this gathering, she's really been blessed. She's been without fellowship for a long time. Yeah. So if you want to pray, Michael, and I'm going to be praying in spirit. And
okay.
We just lift Teresa up right now, Lord. You would strengthen her and help her with her son, Terry.
Let's pray for Terry. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against this spirit of addiction on him. Addiction to alcohol. I break the power off of Terry right now in Jesus' name. I command you to go from him, leave him now, and take all your effects with you. He's not drunk. He is just now. We command that brain of his to be clear. That we speak clarity to his brain right now in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Father. And Lord, we thank you for giving Teresa strength in her body. To go and clarity of mind to speak to her son and to pray for him and the things that you would have heard us to pray about, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for giving her bold faith to believe that you're doing a work in him right now, that rehab not going to do it, that you're going to do it, and so that you'll get the glory, Lord. And we praise you for that. We thank you, Father, for delivering him completely of the enemy's trial to try to take him out. In Jesus' name, you go from him right now and take your drunkenness with you. In Jesus' name, and we praise you, Father, that Terry is free. And he who is free indeed. Glory to God. And we thank you, Father, that he's going to just straighten up with clarity of thought and clarity of talk. In Jesus' name, and we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for delivering him, strengthening him, and strengthening mom. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Anybody else? Father, we thank you for complete restoration of both of them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that... Yes, thank you, Lord, that you have loosed your angels to go up there and tend to this. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, that he is sober right now in Jesus' name. He's not only sober, he understands that God did it. God did it. And we praise you for it, Father. Let this be an epiphany moment for him to understand that and this couldn't happen except it was supernatural. And we praise you, Father, that your angels are up there right now ministering to him and to mom. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, devil, get your hands off that boy right now, in Jesus' name. You go from here. Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Terry. Yes, and Barbara says, put a disdain of alcohol in him, and that's what we do. We pray that in him right now, in Jesus' name. That even the next time he smells of it, he'll start getting a queasy stomach. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Terry. And cigarettes, too. Nicotine. We break that addiction off. All addictions go from that boy right now in Jesus' name. We command that spirit of rejection off of him. We command that spirit of the fear of rejection off of him. We command all those tormenting spirits that has tormented him his whole life. Be gone. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. He is going to be a light for his mama. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for bringing Terry into the kingdom in a mighty way. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for granting repentance to him, too. And Lord, just thank you for placing it in his heart to drop to his knees and give his heart to you, Lord. And we praise you for it and repent. In Jesus' name. Yes, peace right now over Terry in Jesus' name. Everybody agree? Thank you, Lord. It's done. Thank you, Father. It is done. Glory be to God. Let it be a testimony to Terry also. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that she is peace in her heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for delivering him and putting peace in Terry's heart. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. This is going to be the night of change in that family. This will be the night of change in that family. We declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for helping her and her son in Jesus' name. Not only that, Lord, we just pray that you bring the families back in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for restoring everything that the enemy has tried to take from them in Jesus' name. Take that, devil. Thank you, Lord. Praise God forevermore. Okay, anybody else want to pray? Thank you, Lord, that she's done, that we have won the war. Yes. Lord, we thank you for peace over Terry. Yeah, that just completely astounds you. And Lord, we thank you for clarity of thought also. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. You are awesome, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Woohoo. You know, that's wonderful that we can all pray. We're talking from north to south, the east and the west, all over the country, all over the world. And even right here in Bonneville, Tennessee. All right, anybody else got a word of prayer? Anybody else on talking to Jesus? You remember that song by, what's that boy's name? Talking to Jesus. He got his son in there and got him saying, talking to Jesus. I forget that guy's name. Good song, I liked it. Said, I'm just talking to Jesus. Yeah, Missy.
Wasn't that Brandon Lake?
Yeah, I believe it was. I couldn't think of his name. Elevation Worship. That's a good song. I like it. Y'all like it? Y'all don't like it?
Yeah, was he, that's at the time that he was singing that with Maverick City. They were like doing it.
It says Elevation okay. City.
Oh, okay.
Elevation Worship and Maverick City. Yes, you're right. Yeah. He's a good singer. He gets in some stuff, though. Got to watch what you do. Y'all want to hear?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we can do it. I can do that. I have that capability.
Grandma used to pray out loud by your bed every night. To me it sounded like mumbling, like she was out of her mind. She said, boy, this kind of praying is what saved my life. You ought to try it some. Now I know she was right. She was talking to Jesus. She was talking to Jesus. And she'd been talking to Jesus for all of her life.
Mama used to drag me to church Sunday mornings and Wednesday night. Khaki pants and a polo shirt. Boy, I put up a fight. She said, son, one day you'll thank me for having God in your life. And yeah, I know she was right. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. Yeah, I love talking to Jesus. And I'll be talking to Jesus the rest of my life. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Don't you know? What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Whoa. I've got three of my own now, trying to raise them upright. My oldest is 15, and I remember what that was like. Trying to deal with the trauma, trying to figure out the questions in life. And I've been looking for a way to show him how to make it all right. Then he walked in my room while I was saying my prayers the other night. He said, I'll come back later. I can tell you got a lot on your mind. I said, it's not an interruption. You couldn't have picked a better time. Cause I was just talking to Jesus. Come over and give it a try. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking. There's no bad time to start. It don't have to sound pretty. Just tell them what's on your heart. Cause it's not a religion. Cause it's more like a friendship. So just talk to your father like you are his kid. Start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Cause you can talk to Jesus. Oh, whenever you like. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Just keep talking to Jesus. The rest of your life.
him, Jesus. Oh, he's so close, he's so close. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's right in front of you.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Just talk to Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh,
what a friend we
have in Jesus.
Just keep talking to Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Just keep talking to Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Just keep talking to Jesus.
How appropriate was that? That was cool. That was, it's been a long time since I've heard that song. Y'all like it? Yeah, made me think about talking to Jesus tonight when I get out. Amen. Reminds me of the song by Joseph Scrivens, something like that. What a friend we have in Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Okay, has anybody else got something they'd like to share? Wait a minute. Let's see. Let me catch up here. Amen. Is that Cheryl? Come in here. Hey, Cheryl.
Blessings, y'all.
Hey, girl, how you
I'm
doing?
I'm a lake.
Oh, that's, it's, lake's fine. Lake's better than never. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Should have been here earlier, boy. I'm telling you, we had a miracle. Glory to God. Oh, my. Michael, be quiet. Let's see. Let me check this. Anybody got something they want to share? Where's Andrew? He leaned. Oh, there he is. He's right there in front of me, right below me. You're right below me. Oh, my. Yeah. let me see if I can find that and I'll put it out here on you. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me save it. All right, somebody else talk a minute while I do this.
All right, I'll talk.
Okay.
I would just like you all to agree with me. I'm going to pray for my dad. Lord, we just thank you that he is healed, Lord, and any weakness that he has right now. Any issues that he has with his stomach, they're all cleared up. And my mom is strengthened. And this trial that they had today, she said, Vanita, we had a trial today. I said, praise the Lord. So, you know, Lord, you're getting them ready. And just praise the Lord that they overcame in the trial and they're getting closer and closer into the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, and strengthen my dad. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. What in the world is going on here, boy? Hmm. All right, has anybody got something they'd like to share? Come on now while I try to get something for y'all. Okay, I'll do it when I get out. All right. Yeah, Ben, go ahead, because I couldn't see you. I was on in my word.
Well, just like to spread some good news. You know, everything between Zach and Megan are a lot better now. He just called Ming, and, you know, he's being, well, he's behaving. Everyone's behaving properly. You know, he says that there's still, you know, like some good days and bad days, but, and, you know, just good things, just a good report all around pretty much, you know. There's the typical things in marriage. I'm sure everyone here knows what that means, but, yeah, just wanted to say the good report, and the Lord hears our prayers. And he's, you know, he's still reading his Bible, and he shares with verses with me and my dad occasionally. And, yeah. So praise God for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bring Zach Long and his wife home. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I hadn't talked to him in a long time. That's the same Zach, ain't it? Yep. All right. Lord, we thank you for working in Zach, bringing him in to a closer relationship with you, Lord. I know he'd rather talk to you than whoever he's been talking to, in Jesus' name. Okay. Yeah, Julie.
May I play a song?
Sure.
I was trying to find it while you were multitasking there when you said someone talk while I get this done. So if you allow me to play
actually,
this song.
I was just actually doing one thing. I couldn't do two things at one time. Go ahead.
Yeah, may would you grant me share permissions? Please?
Yeah, let me see. All right, go ahead.
The song kind of came to my mind is we were talking earlier. I think the lyrics will, you'll get it.
Let my life and feet. So may the words I say and the things I do make my life.
Now I got to unmute for y'all to hear me, don't I? Oh, glory to God. I think we're fixing to see peace in Ukraine and Russia. I think we're going to see some peace there. Keep your eyes open. Let's see. I believe it is. I believe we're going to have some peace there. And, yeah, how many of you know there is a fantastic revival going on in Iran? They're closing Muslims down, or mosques, ever what you call them. They're closing mosques down because they can't get nobody to come. They're all going to Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing over there. Praise God, Lord, that the whole country comes to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know the deep state don't like that, but Lord, I thank you that they are. And I thank you, Lord, that you even bow down the mullahs and mullahs, ever what you call them. Lord, that they would come to you too, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, you are a religion of love and peace and all kinds of good things. And we thank you, Father, that they're seeing it. And of signs and wonders following them over there in Jesus' name. Not only there, but all in the in Africa too, and in the Middle East. Jesus is showing up, and the evangelists are going out, and they are bringing thousands upon thousands to Jesus. Praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. So y'all keep them in your prayer. They are the it's amazing what God's doing there. They're giving out the books, Sovereign God, Real Good News, all of those kind of books, and people are just loving it. They can't get enough of Jesus, and they're just running after Jesus with all their hearts. Well, I can imagine, yeah, that's the mullahs. That's the Ayatollah Khomeini's that are trying to run that silly place, and they're losing control. And they see, the people see, they know that they have been persecuted during all of this. When the Shah of Iran left, when he left years ago, they were a prosperous country. They were a prosperous country until the CIA put their hand in it. Now you've got the mullahs running it, and it's even worse. And so, Lord, I thank you for freeing them up, that you're going to be the one that's ruling in their minds and their hearts. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for a revival that'll even bring in the most hardcore Muslim in Jesus' name, because they see the love. There's no hate like there is in Muslim. They only spew out hate. And you just spew out love and mercy and grace, Lord. And I praise you and thank you, Lord, that they're seeing it and they're running to you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing upon all of those evangelists out there that are doing that, giving the gospel out. It's not only there. It's in Uganda. It's in Zimbabwe. It's in lots of those countries down there. Iran. Even Iraq. They're just going all over the place down there, and God is moving through there. He's even showing up in families and villages and turning the whole villages to Jesus. Gosh, he's so awesome. Yeah. I wish they'd do that in all these towns around here. Thank you, Lord. Well, you are. You're going to show up. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That excites me. I'll tell you something else. They're fixing to have a big revival in Russia. They're fixing to have a big revival in, I hope for, I'm praying for a revival in Ukraine, too. Thank you, Lord. Not only there, in Palestine and Israel, too. What's that about? YouTube, uh-oh, that's YouTube, Ben. I don't know, Ben. Them things kind of slippery. You fall right into that. I can imagine that they're not happy. Which one, Julie?
The link that Ben just put in there about...
Okay. How long is it?
Less than 4 minutes.
Okay. All right, we'll do it. Y'all ready? Oh, it's a good one. Y'all want to see it? Maybe we need to pass the bucket. All right, let's see here.
Iranians are growing tired of the Ayatollahs and a nation led by the empty promises of their Islamic theocracy. An anonymous internal poll found that 80% now prefer a democratic government, and many are leaving Islam.
You have a country with one of the highest drug addiction rates in the world. You have a country where corruption runs rampant. You have a country where more than half the people live below the poverty line. And the people of Iran are looking at this and they're saying, wait a minute, if this is what Islam has brought us in the last 45 years, we're not interested. We want to know what the other options are.
According to Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs, the faith option many are choosing is Jesus, with at least a million Muslims reportedly leaving Islam for Christianity.
How's the regime reacting to this? We've heard 50,000 of 75,000 mosques have closed, and I'm sure they aren't accepting that very well.
This is not something that is making the regime happy, and really in many ways they are seeking to solidify their power and to crush any kind of dissent. And they certainly see the growth of the church. They certainly see Christian evangelism as a form of dissent. We have heard multiple stories this year of a Bible study, a home church being raided. Everyone there is photographed. Everyone there is questioned. But then the leader of the meeting is held onto. They are arrested. They are detained. They're put in prison.
Moreover, Nettleton contends family members and friends are more tolerant than the government about leaving Islam.
They're kind of have the attitude of, hey, if you found something that works for you, if it's Jesus or if it's atheism or if it's whatever, if it works for you, I know Islam doesn't work. So I'm happy you found something that works.
Well, I think it's what's happening there is actually representative of what's happening in the Islamic world.
Don Schenk serves as executive director of the Tide Ministry. He explains how Muslims are experiencing dreams and visions, leading many to find purpose and a different understanding of God.
We get responses from listeners who say, you know, now I understand that God loves me. I always thought that God wanted to punish me. And I think there's an awakening, as I said, that's taking place across the Muslim world.
Schenk states that Tide Ministry radio broadcasts are receiving positive responses in Afghanistan, where the Taliban pose great danger for those seeking information from secret Christians within the country.
There's a lot of suspicion of, okay, if I'm going to meet with these people and share that I'm now a believer, are they really true believers? Or are they just trying to identify me? It's more than simply being ostracized or disowned by your family. It is actually the threat of death. So accepting new life in Christ means accepting the possibility of your life ending in this world.
Christianity is also spreading in Yemen, where the Joshua Project reports Christian growth is almost double the global average. Next door, Nettleton sees the Saudi Arabian monarchy becoming a bit more tolerant of Christians and their churches.
Not necessarily welcoming it with open arms, obviously, but just the understanding that it could happen, that there could be Christians here, and maybe that's not the worst thing in the world. That's such a change from what we would have seen 10 or 15 or 20 years ago.
A move of God's Spirit bringing change that may eventually transform not only Iran, but the entire Middle East. Gary Lane, CBN News.
Okay, just a minute. What a wonderful news item. That's good stuff. I'm gonna send that and put that on the blog. Amen. Well, we're down to another night already. I am so glad everybody got to participate tonight. You know, it was just really something. Come on now. All right, Thursday night. What y'all want to talk about Thursday night? I'm going to put that out there. I know we're going to talk about Jesus, but what about Jesus? Which part of Jesus? What part? I can't hear you, Missy. All I can see is your lip flapping. Yeah. I know. No biggie. Okay, y'all don't want to talk about nothing. We'll just call it a night. Does anybody got anything on your mind that you want to talk about? That's been a question in your mind. Because God has answers. I'll tell you what to do. I'll tell you what you do. Come Thursday night with something on your mind and share with us. We'll just go from there. Let the Lord, Holy Spirit lead you. That'd be good. Y'all fixing to see a transformation in a lot of countries here shortly. I'll just put that out there. You're fixing to see a lot of transformation. Brazil, Venezuela, those countries, places like them, you're going to see some changes shortly. All right, Lord, we thank you for another great night. We praise you, Father, for being our lead. We thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, for placing it in us to talk with the Lord Jesus every day and to share our day with him in a way that it would be very intimate with each other. And, Lord, I thank you for doing that for all of us. And I thank you, Father, for increasing those who have already been doing it, but to increase it more. To get more and more from you, Lord. Get words of knowledge from you. Get the things that we need from you, Lord. And most of all, your love is what we're seeking. And we praise you, Father. And that close intimacy with you, Lord, to know that we can walk in the cool of the morning and see you with us, Lord. In Jesus' name. I was like the other day, I was walking up from Teleco Blockhouse Park. And I remember as a kid, probably 6 or 7 years old, 7 or 8 years old, Dottie Barnes, my next board neighbor, we walk around with our arm around our shoulders as friends. We was best friends, you know. Y'all, I know y'all ain't never done that, but anyway, we were best buddies. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I didn't ask him. I was thinking in my mind. I said, boy, that'd be cool if the Lord would just put his hand on my shoulder, and we just walk around like pals. You know he did it. He I guess he heard me in my mind. He walked up to the truck with me. I said, this is so cool. This is so cool, Lord. He laughed. That's the kind of relationship I want. Ooh, my. It's so awesome. Thank you, Lord. All right. Y'all be blessed, you hear?
God bless y'all.
Good night, everybody.